Hi, today is October 13th, 2018. This is Comic Tube Podcast 101. And today, Jay and I are going to mostly focus on the new Titans series on the DC Universe streaming service. But before we do, I just wanted to spend a minute or two talking about Iron Fist, which released Season 2 a few weeks ago and has been canceled by Netflix. So I know Iron Fist is a favorite of Jay's, so I was wondering what you thought of that. I mean, I should say the character is a favorite.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
You know, because it's they never really knew what to do with the character.
Completely
they didn't understand how to do it. They're so obsessed with trying to make everything connected.
Yeah.
They are. I mean, some people really like it, but at the same time, they try to connect things that don't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. You know, it just doesn't. You know, I mean, they took a really great character and they just didn't do, you know, they just mired in all this other Marvelness.
Yeah, and quite frankly, I think Danny Rand is too angsty. I don't know if that's a word, but too much angst. How's that?
He has a lot of anger issues.
Yeah, amongst other things.
Yeah. Well, in the end, right, it just didn't seem like what you think Iron Fist should be.
No, not at all.
Right? I mean, I really enjoyed the first season. I loved it because I love Iron Fist. I saw it like in one night or something, or two nights or something. Yeah. I just binged it. But I can't get through the second season.
Oh, really? Nah. Well, that's interesting.
I can't. It's
I've been watching it too slow. Oh, boy.
It's just so slow. It's like
the typical Netflix Marvel, right?
Oh, my God. It's like
painfully slow.
It's why? Yeah. Why? What's the point?
Yeah.
It's they don't know how to make television at all. They really don't.
Nope.
It's so bad.
Yeah. If they would edit the... So normally they're, what, about 8 episodes per season?
No, there's usually 10. 10? Or 11? No, 13.
13?
There's 13.
I think they, 13. If they edit it down to 4, it'd be about the right pace, you know?
Yeah, for them.
Yeah.
They try to have this... every season, they try to have this overall, you know, connecting arc.
Right.
You know? It doesn't make sense.
And they take too long to get to it.
They do. They take forever.
Yeah. Okay. So no more Iron Fist after season two. Seasons one, seasons two. That's it, folks.
It's like, I feel like, you know, we've been watching like really cheap films like for $1. And then we're like, I guess that's 75 cents. It's like 50 cents. And then I go and you go and you look at, man, this is just awful. I'm like, I tell my wife, you know, we could write our own film. And someone could probably make it. And
yeah.
It'd be better than this.
I felt like that way about Punisher, which I couldn't get past episode one.
I got maybe 3 or 4 episodes. I forget where I stopped. My wife really was interested in it because she likes that actor from The Walking Dead.
Right.
She sure likes that actor. But, you know, he's a good actor. There's nothing against him. He's actually a good actor. But it's just, it's like, I'm not interested in watching this anymore. It's just not interesting to me.
All right. So, let's get on to the main one, which when did I finish watching it? Well, first of all, Titans was released on the new DC Universe streaming service, so you have to have DC Universe to see it, at least in the U.S. Maybe in other places you can see it on Netflix or something.
Yeah, they sold it to Netflix outside of the U.S.
Okay.
That's what they did. So in the U.S., it's DC Universe only. Outside, it's Netflix. And you can actually go online. You can find the Netflix trailer.
Nice.
For Titans, which is pretty good, actually. It's a good trailer.
Yeah, the trailer is pretty good.
Yeah, I finished watching it at 4:30 this morning.
Whoa.
Because I worked really late.
Oh.
I worked crazy late.
I think I watched it during lunch or something today.
Okay.
But in any case, so unlike other streaming services, Titans... Well, let's say what Titans is. So Titans is kind of a dark, gritty version of the Teen Titans, except some of them aren't teens anymore, like Robin. He's an adult.
Adult-ish.
Well, he's a police detective, so...
He is. He's an adult, but they cast an actor that looks very young.
He does look very young.
Yeah.
And it's being released once a week. It's not all at once like Marvel does, or other streaming services. So the first episode was released on the 12th yesterday, which was Friday. And it's going to be released every Friday for, I don't know, however many episodes there are.
Yeah, but you know what they did?
What's
you go
that?
And you look at it,
yeah,
they'll show the next 3 episodes. list, right? So yeah, so there's the first episode.
Yeah.
And then there's the other two.
But they're not watchable, right?
No, they're not watchable. But if you click it, it'll say like this episode will be available in 5 days. Or so. Right. It tells you when it'll be
available. Right. Well, next week Friday. Yeah.
Yeah, it tells you when it'll be available, which is the first I've ever seen on a streaming service, which shows you the episode and then a little thumbnail.
Right, but you can't see it.
But you can't watch it.
Yeah.
Not yet, you know.
So
I feel like it's like all the Titans went to like the dark, they went to Dark Knight Returns world.
Yeah.
Like an Elseworld where everything is like the Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
That was my first thought.
And I should mention, these are pretty long episodes. The first episode is 15 minutes and 42 seconds long.
Oh, yeah. You get your money's worth.
Yeah.
I mean, you do. I'm paying for this. I'm like, that's decent. I get a lot of content.
Yeah. And it's the first of several shows. So, you know, even after...
How many episodes?
You know, I don't. I want to say 12 or 13, but let me see.
I couldn't figure that out.
Number of episodes. 13 episodes. Well, no, that's not right. That's Teen Titans. Sorry. Titans is 12 episodes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, roughly 11 hours of TV.
Yeah.
So, not bad. Yeah. Okay, now I want your opinion on this. This is just my opinion. The first 10 minutes of it were glacially slow. It was like watching a Marvel Netflix show for the first 10 minutes. Did you feel like that too? First 10 minutes.
No, to be honest, it was a little slow, but I didn't think it was glacially slow.
You didn't think it was Marvel slow?
Marvel is Marvel TV. They can't be beat. No one can beat Marvel TV with glacially slow television episodes. I just can't. They are number one.
Yeah.
With glacially slow.
It's like watching that sloth in Zootopia.
The what?
Did you ever watch Zootopia?
The DMV guy.
Yeah.
The DMV animal. I should say animal. Yeah. Yeah.
That's like a Marvel Netflix show.
But not as entertaining.
Not as entertaining as a sloth. That's right.
It doesn't stay like that for very long.
No. So after and I was getting really frustrated the first 6 minutes especially. And then as 10 minutes came along, it said, oh, now it's picking up. Oh, it's gotten interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So in the first episode we saw, and you can tell me if I missed a cameo, Robin, a.k.a. Dick Grayson.
Yeah.
Raven, Starfire, and the very, very end. Oh, I should say lots of spoilers. We're not going to hold back on spoilers. There's no other way to discuss this.
Yeah.
Spoilers ahoy. And at the very end, you see Beast Boy. Did I miss anybody?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, Kovar.
Kovar.
The Russian.
The villain.
The villain.
Yeah.
That Starfire was sleeping with, or we think maybe she was sleeping with. We're not sure.
Right.
And maybe she was just hanging out with him. Yeah. So, Konstantin Kovar. That's Red Star.
Yeah.
From Teen Titans. And I read about it, you know, about the show.
Right.
You know the Dick Grayson's partner?
Yeah.
I think I read someplace she's actually in the comics somewhere.
She is.
Yeah,
so there's a female detective. I think she's a detective.
Well, I don't know if she's a female detective. There's that character's name exists in the comics.
Oh, okay.
I have to look it up. Like, it seemed the person was writing it didn't really mention that much about her.
Okay.
And wanted to talk about Kovar.
Okay.
Right? Because that's more interesting.
Right.
For Teen Titans fans. The rest of it, I don't think I saw any other one. Not yet. Next one, next episode will be good because that's Hawking Dove.
Hawking Dove, yeah, that's 6 days from now, Friday.
And I think, to be honest, when I saw, I've been watching DC Daily.
Yeah, interesting.
I watch it every, because you can catch it on the DC Universe, you can catch it on YouTube.
Right.
Because if the YouTube version doesn't have the panel.
Ah.
So when they have the panel, it's like 20 minutes long or something.
Slow,
or 25
yeah.
minutes long. You know, but when they don't have the panel, it's like 6 minutes. It's like news, report, maybe. Yeah, so it's pretty, the first like 6 to 10 minutes is pretty cool because you have the headlines.
Yeah.
Then you might have a report or an interview with someone in the industry, like an artist or one of the publishers or something, right?
They'll
talk to someone.
Yeah.
Not every DC Daily, but they'll have something like that. And then they'll have one of the cast members talk about a comic or not really a comic like a movie or a TV show or an episode And then they'll go into the panel. Usually, there's always a panel every day.
Well, anyway, getting back to Titans then. So,
oh, yeah. No, what I was trying to say is I thought guy they cast for Hank.
Oh, for Hawk and Dove,
Yeah, for Hawk and Dove, right? I thought he was cast well.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he's this actor who's pretty tall and big.
Yeah.
You know, and then the woman they cast for Dove, I thought she was well cast. I mean, the look of her, you know, what Dove should look like.
Right.
I thought that was well done.
Of course, to me, you know, having not seen it, Dove is wrong to begin with, right? Because the original Hawk and Dove, they're two brothers.
Yes, they were, but then he was killed, right?
Right.
And so they introduced Don Granger.
Right.
As the modern Dove.
So the other thing I wanted to mention, you know, we're talking about the first couple of minutes being glacially slow, but then it got good, I thought.
Oh, yeah.
It's really dark. Now, as I mentioned, I was watching before lunch this morning, and it was really dark. I mean, I was in a well-lit room, you know, with sunlight coming from the windows, and I said, oh, man, I got to go find some place where it's darker than this, because it was hard to see.
I understand what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Even like Robin's outfit, his colors are muted.
Yeah, which is okay, which makes sense, right?
Yeah, it does.
It's more practical than the, you know, 1940s Bright Robin's outfit. I forget which comic it was, but it was, I think, the Son of the Demon or Son of Batman or something. You know, Damian says, yeah, what is that, like a target?
Yeah. You
know?
Yeah.
The other thing is, I think it's set in Detroit, or at least...
Yeah, I thought Geoff Johns is from Detroit.
Ah, but right. It's filmed in some unnamed city in Ontario, so...
Yeah,
We don't know which
city. It's Canadian production.
Yeah.
To reduce costs, yeah, but it's supposed to be Detroit.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So let's start with Robin / Dick Grayson. Mm-hmm. What did you think?
He seemed very reserved, but I think he's trying to control himself.
Yeah, I think I agree with you.
Yeah, because I've been reading the stories about, you know, his character and the either the producers or the writers or the actors talking about it.
Yeah.
And so what they're trying to show is that he left Batman for a reason.
Right.
And he talks about it in the show, that he was becoming too much like Batman, too dark.
Right. He doesn't ever say right. Batman, but right.
Yeah, some other guy, right?
Right.
The partner. So what I did like is that actually in the Nightwing comic, he does get a job as a police officer in one of the series arcs.
Yeah.
Story arcs. So I thought that was pretty cool that they decided to make him a police officer, which I kind of like that actor. I've seen him in a few other things. I think it's going to be more interesting because when everyone's gathered together to see how he's going to become the leader. That's what I'm interested in seeing.
Yeah.
You know. But I thought he was, he's a little not cast well for some reason. I'm not sure why. Maybe it's just the way he's playing it. But I liked his Robin. His Dick Grayson, not so much.
Really?
It was okay.
Yeah.
Right? But I liked the Robin part of him more than I liked the... Well, let me put it this way. I didn't like him as Dick Grayson until the end when he's talked to his partner.
Because
he wasn't that as much of a jerk.
Right.
In the beginning, he's a big jerk, right? Which doesn't seem like Dick Grayson at all. He's never a jerk. He's the nice guy, right?
Right.
But in the comics, Nightwing and Grayson, right? Dick Grayson, they're always the nice guy.
Right.
So when he was such a jerk, you know, in the beginning, I was like, that just doesn't seem right. Like, why would Dick Grayson do that? But I guess you have to think about that he's, like, going through this issue with his former mentor and trying to really find himself and, you know. Maybe that's what it is.
Right. And we should mention that the reason he doesn't mention Batman by name when talking about his... he refers to him as his ex-partner. Batman is referred to as his ex-partner. Is the other police officers are asking why he moved from Gotham to... I assume this is Bloodhaven. Oh, no, he says Detroit. No. Sorry, it's Detroit.
Detroit. Yeah,
Detroit, not Bloodhaven. Why he moved from Gotham to Detroit. And he talks about, you know, they speculate something about his partner, and he says, yeah, you know, just he was a hero to me and all this, and, you know, then something happened. So there's a lot of development that we didn't see or haven't seen yet. And we also didn't see, you know, in the previews, they show Jason Todd running into Jason Todd Robin running into Dick Grayson. So that didn't happen in episode one. So that's, that preview is from a future episode.
Yeah. Yeah, that comes later on.
Yeah. Now, next up, I wanted to ask you about Raven. So I thought, personally, I thought Raven was probably the most interesting character.
Oh, yeah. I liked her. To be honest, I never liked Raven in the original New Teen Titans series, the one that Wolfman and Perez did.
Yeah.
I just thought she was a very irritating character. I didn't care for her at all. I didn't. I mean, I didn't like Kid Flash, their portrayal of Kid Flash. I liked Robin, Starfire, Wonder Girl, Cyborg, Changeling. But Kid Flash and Raven, I didn't care for. This version, I really like. But this is a Raven in the comics, right? She was much older, and then she got de-aged.
Right.
So she looks more like the more modern Raven that they have now, with that kind of colored hair. She has colored hair now.
Purple hair,
in the comics, yeah.
Not all purple, like purple black, purple blue, something like that.
Yeah, like a highlight, a purple highlight. So I like the way they portrayed her evil side as a split personality.
Right.
But then you can still see it. And that when she uses her powers, it's that other personality. And it's kind of like a ghostly looking.
Right. It's pretty scary.
It's pretty scary.
Yeah.
It's a kind of, and it talks to her and asks her to do things, tells her to do things that actually will benefit her, but she doesn't want to do it because it's evil stuff, like killing people and things like that.
Now, we should note that, we already noted that Robin is probably at least in his 20s because he's a police detective of some kind.
Yeah, he's got to be.
You know, he's got to be at least mid to late 20s, one would assume. I mean, because since nobody knows he's Robin, he had to go to the academy and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah.
Raven is like a teenager, right? She is a teenager.
She is. Her character is a teenager. She's in high school.
Right. So unlike the TV show, unlike the cartoon, or unlike the original, like you said, original Teen Titans, she's significantly younger than Dick Grayson by, let's say, 10 years, if I had to guess.
Yeah, to me, that's like following what the comic did. They really de-aged her a lot. So, like, all the other Titans that were from the Wolfman Perez era were, like, their regular older age, and she was like a kid again.
Yeah. We should say Raven is not in a costume yet, whereas, as you mentioned, Robin is in a very dark, or Dick Grayson is in a very dark Robin outfit, so he's the only costumed.
But did you see her hoodie?
Yes.
When she put her hoodie on, it made it look like that Raven.
Right, the cape cut. And hood. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They made it look like that, which I went, oh, okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a good foreshadowing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Next up was the one, the character I know the least really is Starfire. So in the comic books, Starfire is from another world, another planet. In this one, I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. It's a mystery. It was interesting. They decided to make her a mystery.
Yeah.
And there was someone online. I forget who it was. I don't know if it was on DC Daily or some other place. Someone said online that they think her character will actually end up being the breakout character for some reason.
Hmm.
And maybe, because some people got to see the first three episodes.
Ah, the reviewers.
Someplace. Yeah, I guess so. I don't know where. And the only thing is, she's a psychopathic killer, right?
This bothered me a lot.
I'm like, well, yeah, so she's, because Starfire is super strong and has those energy bolts.
Right.
Right, and she can fly. I mean, she's not like a Superman strong, but she's pretty strong in the comic book.
Yeah, she's probably like Spider-Man strong to cross her over to Marvel.
I think she's probably more.
You think so?
I mean, I don't know. If I remember correctly, she would carry some pretty heavy stuff.
Yeah. Well, in the comic book, Spider-Man is rated at like a 15 tons or something. So he's pretty
really?
Strong. Yeah.
Well, maybe that could be her then. I thought he was less.
So Thor is like 100 tons. I mean, that's how I remember from like the gaming stuff.
Yeah.
But
But she's like a super strong person. The thing I don't understand is why they made her so violent.
Really bothered me. I mean, she kills without remorse.
Yeah.
At all.
So I'm wondering what's going on with that, because Geoff Johns is the writer and executive producer, and then there's Akiva Goldsman, and I think another person who's a writer. And they're good enough writers not to make it so. There's got to be a reason.
Yeah.
There's got to be a reason where they're going to use that and switch it. There's he's too good of a writer, and the Kiva Goldsman's too good of a writer to just make it so simple that, okay, she's just a killer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the thing I didn't understand is why, you know, the first guy she kills, that was her choice.
Right.
Because he clearly could not have hurt her, right?
Right.
She was in no danger at all.
Right.
She already knocked him, right? She already punched him, and right. he's, like, messed up. There's no reason for her to kill her. No yeah. reason for her to kill him.
Right.
But the second time with Kovar and his right buddies, right, it's she's not necessarily to blame. It's more of a reaction to her safety with the bullet.
Yeah. But
she wasn't, it wasn't like an act. I saw it like hitting the knee and your leg moves. It's just a reaction.
Well, I would agree with that, except that at the end of that scene, mm-hmm. she enjoys the fact that she did that, that she killed another person.
Well, that's true. That's why it's like,
that's what bothered
going
me.
On with her.
You know, so if she had, if her powers had activated, we should also note that at this point in episode one, Starfire has some kind of amnesiac state. Or is an amnesiac yeah. state. She does not know who she is. Yeah. She doesn't even know her name. She doesn't know why she's wherever she is. But that bothered me that she killed twice and there was no remorse at the end. Like you said, the second time it was more of a reaction, kind of a self-defense.
Yeah.
But you would think most people, you know, even if it's self-defense, if you didn't intend to kill somebody, you would think you would feel some kind of remorse. But she had
none. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, her character in the... I think too many people... Well, I shouldn't say that. In the Perez-Wolfman
yeah.
series, right?
Yeah.
Her story arc is actually incredibly tragic and dark.
Yeah.
Because she's sold into slavery. She's abused physically,
yeah.
sexually. She's, you know, her sister turns against her. The slavers come after her. You know, she has a really, really messed up life. But right. she comes from a warrior culture, the Tamarans, right?
Right.
Tamaranians, right? So right. I can see how, you know, if she, you know, was in a warrior culture, she might have no problem with killing. But I agree with you. Why is there no remorse?
Yeah.
You know, I think they could have still done the story without having her kill everyone.
Yes.
You know.
Or at least be surprised when she kills somebody. Like, I didn't know yeah. I was that strong. I didn't know I had these fireball energy bolts. You know, that's not what I intended to do, but that's what happened, so oh well.
But she kind of gets over that. I mean, I think when she punched the guy the first time, she yeah. was surprised how strong she was. But
yeah. then
she becomes accepting of these powers so quickly.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing that's kind of like, huh? And then, yeah, why do you want to keep on killing people?
Yeah.
I mean, I know they're evil people or they're bad
yeah.
guys.
Yeah, yeah. They're not good people.
Yeah. But I agree with you. It's like, what? Yeah. I mean, I feel they could have written it in a different way. So the reason why they chose to write it that way, I hope there's some sort of explanation or reason for it in the story.
Yeah.
That will make sense, you know? And then I can go, okay, you know, maybe that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I hope Starfire is explained better in the next couple episodes so we understand what's going on. I mean, and if it's the whole warrior culture, you know, Klingon like thing, I mean, to mix universes, okay, fine, but they need to explain that at some point. Otherwise she seems as bad as anybody else.
Yeah, because you can't get sympathy for her.
Yeah,
right? Why would you even want her to be part of the team? It's almost like they're setting up to be a villain, like she's actually Blackfire.
Yeah,
and not Star.
That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
That would be interesting. Then you find out that's not really Starfire.
Yeah.
That's actually Blackfire. But they just have, I mean, they're sisters, so they look alike.
Yeah. And we should also note that for some reason, even she doesn't know, she's looking for Raven.
Yeah. Presumably she knew before she had amnesia. I'm assuming she didn't have amnesia prior to the accident. So I mean, to me, it's implied that the accident she gets into ends up giving her some kind of trauma that causes her amnesia.
Right.
That's how I'm interpreting, on what I saw.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the assumption, but my thinking is, or my guessing, I should say, is it's not the accident that gave her amnesia, because she's super strong and not quite invulnerable. She's pretty tough. A car accident like that shouldn't affect her, you know?
That's true.
You know, a car accident like that is somebody, like, hitting you with, a foam, you know, ball or something. Like, you'll notice it. It'll annoy you, and that's pretty much it.
Well, that explains why she survived.
Yeah.
That explains why she has the amnesia.
Right. So I'm thinking something kinda happened that we don't know. Perhaps magic, which would explain the whole Raven tie-in.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's like the comic book in Teen Titans number one. Teen Titans. Raven is the one who brings all the Titans together.
Right. And she also knows Dick Grayson is, when she meets Dick Grayson, she knows who he is from her dreams and knows that he is Robin and knows his backstory and shocks the heck out of Dick Grayson.
Well, I don't think she knows he's Robin yet. I think her dream, she knows he's in the Flying Grayson.
Mm.
It's when she touches him and then you see her empathic powers, which are kind of telepathic in this case.
Yeah.
Then she gets hints of his life. So she knows some of it, but doesn't know all of it yet.
Yeah. Well, she knows a lot more than Dick Grayson thinks she should know, which is nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then that leads us to the last one we only see briefly, and that's Beast Boy. We see him at the very end where he's...
What is he stealing?
I don't know. He's a green tiger when we first see him, right? Or greenish tiger.
Yeah. It either looked like games or DVDs. I couldn't figure out what he was stealing from that place.
Yeah, and there was kind of an ineffective guard, like night watchman type person, not like a mercenary or anything, just kind of like a mall cop type person.
Yeah, it almost seemed like that was kind of like the comedy, if there was any in this film.
Yeah.
Well, but that's Beast Boy, right? Beast Boy is supposed to be the comic relief.
Right, although he looked anything but comical in these scenes.
They did a good job with the computer graphics. I mean, they put some money into it.
Oh, yeah.
And then what I liked was how they... Because they never show really the transformation in the comic book.
Right.
He's like, from one panel to another, he's just Beast Boy.
Or right.
Just Changeling.
Right.
But this one, I liked the fact, kind of like American Werewolf in London, where they took a little bit of time to show him changing his shape.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
I thought, wow, that's pretty good, because that's what it would be like. And it seemed like it was painful too.
Yes.
Which would make sense.
Yeah.
Actually.
But they just introduce him, they show you the human, and then they cut away, as I recall.
Yeah. And I like his jacket. I don't know if you've seen it in the previews.
I did. I don't recall seeing the jacket.
Well, he had his clothes, right? He has that red and white jacket.
Right.
To evoke his costume.
Oh, the red and white costume. The Beast Boy costume.
Yeah.
And we have yet to know if they're going to call him Beast Boy or Changeling.
I hope they call him Beast Boy.
Me too. And because I think there's a tie-in with Doom Patrol. So, it would make sense. At least
I was a kid, I thought Changeling sounded so much better than Beast Boy. But as I've gotten older and as I've seen it in cartoons, I've gotten used to him being called Beast Boy. And that just seems so much more cooler than Changeling.
Yeah. And, if you were a kid, and when I think of Beast Boy, I literally think of like a preteen.
True. He looks young, like Raven character young.
Yeah, I think he's in his mid-teens, probably.
He's not an adult.
Right.
He doesn't look like an adult to me.
Right. And we should note that we already said that Dick Grayson is probably in his mid to late 20s. And I would say that Starfire, and they haven't called her Starfire yet. She's Corey, first name, C-O-K-O-R-I, Anders, last name, like Coriander, her.
Right, which her alien name. But that was her model name on Earth.
Yeah. So they don't call her Starfire. We see her powers. We don't see her in costume. Robin is the only person in, traditional superhero costume in episode one. So what do you think after all this? Thumbs up, thumbs down?
Me, it's a thumbs up.
I agree.
I'm watching it. I like it. I mean, it was entertaining. There were parts that were kind of like, why would she kill this person?
Right.
It seems a little bit slower here. The pacing is a little bit off.
Yeah.
But other than that, I actually really thought it was a really well-made show, But I want to see more things.
Yeah.
Because in the comic books, Dick Grayson also becomes a spy. And
right.
In comic books, they have this spy, and I only mentioned it because I was reading it. I think I borrowed it from the library.
Yeah.
Or I was buying it. I forget which one. But I think I borrowed it from the library. And I really enjoyed the Grayson comic series. Like, he's a 007 kind of character.
Yeah. If you have DC Universe, Grayson, at least part of the Grayson series is available.
Yeah, so, Nightwing. Yeah. So what's cool is that because they're promoting the
Titans.
The show.
Yeah.
You can read Teen Titans. Yep. You can read the original Teen Titans.
Did from the 60s. Yes, I did.
They had the first appearance of the Teen Titans in a comic.
Yep.
Or Teen Titans 1 from the... Yeah, I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. Then they had the 1980s version. And then they had... like a 90s version or 2000s version. They had all these different versions. They said, you know, learn, you know, read about the team over the decades or something.
Right. You know,
the different versions, which I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. And then you're because Dick Grayson has his own comic book. You got to see, you can read Nightwing comics.
Yes.
Grayson comics. I went, wow, that's pretty cool. I like that.
I've been really enjoying it because, you know, I'm not sure I'd spend $700 to read all these series or chunks of them, but it's certainly, you know, for the $6.25 a month I'm paying, I'm certainly getting my money's worth just from the comic book side.
Oh, yeah.
As I mentioned last week.
They really... This is like the thing I watch this and some stuff on YouTube. I don't even watch Netflix anymore.
Wow.
Nah. That's I don't watch that. Well, you know, I haven't liked Netflix ever since they went all original programming.
Really? I've been enjoying some of the original programming.
I only like Stranger Things. Oh. That's the only one I like. But I'm like, I like films. I really like films more than TV.
Mm-hmm.
So I watch a lot of DVDs and I buy a lot of those $1 movies on iTunes.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I watch the movies on Hulu and Prime, Amazon Prime, or if they do have it on Netflix, but they have so few things on Netflix anymore that are new movies, which I'm so disappointed in. I mean, I could cancel and not care. The only other TV shows I watch are The Good Doctor.
Mm-hmm. The American version. Show. Yeah. The
American version.
Yeah.
And we just watch it on Hulu and Manifest. That's a new show.
Oh, don't know
that
kind
of a Lost kind of show.
Oh, okay.
People are on this plane and they disappear for 5 years, but to them it's not like it's just like they took their flight and they just end up 5 years later. And it's about how do they get reintegrated into society when their families are older, and you know, they have these little plot twists.
Sounds kind of like the 4400 if you ever watched that show.
Yeah. Yeah, it is like the 4400, and they have like superpowers and
That's like different. That.
Yeah, they have like these. Yeah, every episode, there's some sort of like thing that haunts the, like either a sound or a voice or something that haunts the passengers, and then they have to do some sort of good deed. They have to complete something for it to go away, otherwise it won't go away.
Hmm.
And they have to figure out. They don't always understand what that is. It's kind of a good show. I mean. The acting is pretty okay. Yeah. I mean, we enjoy it. It's entertaining.
Oh, we should note
that. That's all I watch.
I should note, I think the acting is pretty darn good in Titans. It's a well-done show, I think.
Oh, yeah. They made it slick.
Yep.
They got to work a little bit, I think, on the pacing.
Mm-hmm.
I think if they can figure out you know how some shows take a little bit of while for it to really gel.
Yeah.
You know, and I think once they get that down, this show is going to be just amazing. I mean, everyone's going
to
want
to
watch
it. And I also want to note, I think that the at least the fight scene with Robin that happens about in the first half of the show, I think. The fight scene that Robin is in is far better than any of the fight scenes in Iron Fist, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, that was amazing. Well, and the other thing is the motivation for the fight.
Right. Right.
You know, when everyone saw the trailer, right? No one, what the hell? What is he doing?
Right, why is he beating up guys? Right.
And he's really beating up people, but but you know, he's trying to go after, you know, a guy who beats his own kid, right?
Right.
Which makes a lot of sense, you know, in terms of what the Robin character would try to correct, right?
Right, and we should note that he goes after this guy because the police are unable to... do anything for a variety of technical reasons.
Yeah. But he doesn't kill him like Starfire.
No.
But he really beats him up a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And the other thing is this. He gave all the other criminals a choice.
Yes.
He said, walk away.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take this guy out, and you guys can all walk away. But they didn't, and so they got beat up.
Yeah.
You know?
Really badly.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, I like Legion of Superheroes, right? So they have the cartoon on DC Universe, and I could never watch it because I didn't have Cartoon Network.
Right.
So I've been watching it like the last couple weeks, like just, you know, an episode or two a day.
Right.
And then I search for Legion of Superheroes, and then they have Superboy and the Legion of Superheroes. from like the 70s.
Right. Well, actually the 60s too, but yeah.
Yeah, they have early ones and later ones. And I'm like, wow, this is so awesome.
Right.
So there's so much content.
Yeah, you know, and people are saying,
crazy.
Including us, you know, we've said we use the modifier only. They only have a couple hundred comics, but it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's significant number.
There's so much content on this service, right? I mean, you got to want that kind of content.
Right.
But, I mean, there's so much content. It's like you could just entertain yourself forever.
Yeah,
I mean,
for fans like you and me, it is money well spent. I mean, it is the cost of one Starbucks Grande Frappuccino, you know, for the whole month.
Oh yeah, I'd rather pay this. And the thing is this too. It's like there's so much content. It's like, what do I watch? What do I do? I get like choice paralysis. So I said, okay. am I going to watch Batman animated series?
Right.
Or cuz I had Batman animated series, then there was Batman Beyond. Then they just brought back Teen Titans, the cartoon, which I love. I love that cartoon. And then, did you see they have Superman the animated series?
Yes.
The Timverse version.
Yeah.
And I went, what?
I think they also have the Fleischer Superman from 1940s.
They do.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, what? And then they have all four Supermans, the Christopher Reeve ones. And so I started watching like Superman, and then I was like, I stepped away, and then I came back, and I was like, I never finished that Batman animated series episode. So I started watching that, and then once I saw Legion of Super, I was like, okay. This one I've never seen, so I'm going to watch this. I just hope the other stuff doesn't disappear before I can get to it.
I know, I'm a little worried about that.
You know, and I'm even willing to watch Supergirl again. Because, what's really, the only good thing about those panels, which I thought, at first I thought, okay, these things are kind of lame.
Right.
And I can't watch through the whole thing because it's like, God, you guys are talking way too long. I'm not interested in all this.
Yeah.
But they started talking about, they have a way of talking about the shows where it's like, even if it's a junk movie.
Right.
Or it's not that, you know, it's a bit dated show. It's like, I feel not compelled, but they kind of persuade me into, hey, maybe I should just watch it for the fun of it. And maybe I'll enjoy it as much as these people.
Because,
you know, I saw the panel with John Barrowman.
Yeah, the very first one.
No. It's like a rotating, they have a couple regulars, right?
Okay.
People who are in DC Daily.
Yeah.
But they have these rotating cast members.
Yeah.
John Barrowman is one of them.
Oh, no kidding.
He came back without his white hair. He had brown hair.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and he was on a couple DC Daily panels.
Wow.
He doesn't do the news and all that kind of stuff. Right. But he's on the panels. So one was Supergirl. And the other one was Wonder Woman.
Hmm.
And he actually led the panel for one of them.
Wow.
He led the Wonder Woman panel. And they didn't talk about the whole Wonder Woman. They're doing something smart. They don't talk about the whole Wonder Woman show.
Yeah.
They talked about a specific episode and why they liked it.
Hmm.
And, you know, he puts on, like, these Wonder Woman bracelets that are, like, made out of fabric and, like, a Wonder Woman tiara made out of fabric. And they start talking. And he made it fun. And what I liked about how he talked about the Supergirl show, he had never seen it in his life. He never saw Supergirl, the movie, with Helen Slater.
Yeah.
So they watch these things, I guess it's part of their job, right? They watch it before they talk about it. So he watched it, and he gave his real opinion.
Right.
And if they don't like it, they actually tell you.
Yeah.
And so he said, you know, there was this, and the cast was really good, and, you know, and then he said, but, you know, there was too much of this, and they make fun of the same shows that they're actually promoting. and he did.
Well, that's honest.
And some of the others do.
Right?
Yeah, it's honest. So I thought all these panels are just going to be like, oh, we're so great, we love it and everything, we're just all enamored.
Yeah, just fanboyed. Yeah.
Yeah, we're totally fanboyed, but some of the panels I've been watching, you know, the people are kind of honestly go, oh, you know what? Nah, that wasn't that good. But, you know, this was good. But they give their honest opinion, and they're not all positive, but they're not all negative either.
Right.
And then when you see it in that context or hear it in that context, then it's like, okay, maybe I will watch Superboy. Because they even found something to like about the original Superboy. And what it was is that they just kept on making fun of it. shoulder pads and this and whatever. And it was like, you know what? It's not that they basically admitted it wasn't that great of an episode. So don't knock it. Just enjoy that it's a really dated, campy episode for what it is. And then it gets better, like you said.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, after the first season.
Yeah, so yeah. It's like, they just talk too much for too long.
Yeah.
But parts of it, I can, like, okay, that's actually pretty cool. Yeah. You know, it's, and it gets me excited about, so I go, I saw Supergirl in the movie right. theater, and it was a really bad movie, but right. maybe I should watch it. And I at first I thought, oh, these panels are going to be just ridiculous. But I think whoever's behind them is being very clever of how they do it. You know, they're getting
I'll go take a look at a recent one. Because I haven't watched it since the first one, because I just thought it was too much talk about stuff I didn't care about. Honestly.
I think they've tweaked it.
Yeah.
And I think they're getting better at it. Like, they'll talk about a comic, a specific comic, right? Or they'll talk about a specific episode about something. And I think they have to get the right mix of people, you know, to have an interesting conversation. And you're going to have a couple people, I think, on the panel that are really fanboy. And you're going to have other people like, you know, Behrman, who is basically making fun of it. It's like, okay, this part was good, but I mean, come on. This part where Kara just keeps on staring at everything on Earth, like how wonderful it is. They did just too much of that. His big criticisms, he wanted more Supergirl, like kicking butt Supergirl kind of thing. It was too much, not enough of that.
Okay, so we finished reviewing the first episode of Titans. We had a lot to say, considering it was only one episode we watched.
It's a good episode. Yeah. Everyone should watch it.
Yeah, get through the first 6 to 10 minutes and you'll be fine.
Yeah, it's not bad. It I agree with you. It's slow, but then it picks up pretty.
Yeah,
doesn't stop.
After the first 10 minutes, it's pretty good, I thought. I really enjoyed it. All right.
I don't know who these people are who keep on kidnapping her, though.
Yeah, well, we'll find out after 12 episodes, I assume.
I hope so.
Yeah. Okay, so Comics News Podcast 102, Titans on the DC Universe. And we will talk to you next time.